Our next guest has appeared in films like Men in Black, Forrest Gump, and Baby Mama. You've seen her on television in Seinfeld, Saturday Night Live, the series Elementary, Billions, and much more. She is the writer, producer, and stars in a powerful new film called Rushed. You can see the trailer for it now. It will appear in selected theaters starting on August 27th and will be available on the streaming services of Apple and Amazon as well. Siobhan Fallon Hogan joins us. Siobhan, it is great. We appreciate you being with us.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Well, I can't wait to see the film. Boy, the trailer is just so intense, so powerful. Let's see, a story of an Irish Catholic mom from upstate New York. How were you able to get inside the head of that character?
Geez, I don't know. It's so foreign to me.
What was the inspiration for the story, though?
Well, I have three kids. So I think any mom who has three kids, from the time they're about 16, depending on how bad of a job you did raising them, they start going out like, you know, dirty, rotten stayouts. So then when they go off to college, and with this whole generation of cell phones now, when they don't text you back, you think, okay, well, surely they'll get back to me. And then when the hours start to slip by, your imagination kind of runs wild. So it's kind of from the point of view of the mom where she's panicked and way too much of a helicopter mom, way too involved anyway. But then with the real fears of what actually does go on in college and what does go on when your kids go out the door and you don't hear back from them after a certain time.
So for anybody who hasn't seen the trailer yet, well, first, what's wrong with you for not seeing it? Make a point of seeing it, but can you give just a brief synopsis of what the story's about?
Absolutely. So it's about a mom and her family from upstate, and the oldest boy goes off to college and he's rushing a fraternity, and she is helping him learn the pledge. And she's like, you're going to get in, you're going to be great. The husband's saying it's the best thing for him. And then of course he rushes the fraternity through this hazing, and we see how crazy the hazing can get. And then all hell breaks loose, and the son is harmed, and the mother is not too happy in any way. And she goes off the rails when the law doesn't treat the incident correctly, and she takes the matter into her own hands and goes toe to toe with a frat boy. And the question is, who's tougher, the mother or the frat boy? And in the trailer, it says, hell hath no fury like a mother scorned. And you know, I'm a redhead, so I'm a psycho. So I realize I'm a lot crazier than other mothers, but that's why the movie gets a little crazy. So it's a big thriller. And the reaction's been unbelievable.
I love that moment, and I can't wait to see it in the context of the film. In the trailer, when Robert Patrick's character just says, how you doing? And your response.
I'm good. Yes, Robert Patrick, you know, he you know, from The Terminator and from Walk the Line and many, many movies, he and I worked together four times in the last 30 years. So when I called him up to play my husband, he was like, I'm all in, because, you know, he has kids too. So whether father or mother, you go cuckoo bird when someone harms your kid.
See, my son is only 7. So by the time he's in college, I won't remember I have a kid.
Listen, that's better. That's better. I have PTSD for my kids.
But touches such a raw nerve just watching the clips as a parent. That had to be difficult to put yourself in that situation and to feel those emotions.
Well, here's the thing. I've laid in bed many a night thinking, oh, no, oh, no. And your mind goes to a spot that you don't want it to go to. And then, of course, you read about all these incidents in the paper, what happens in college and all these horrible things. And, you know, I'm not anti-frat. I mean, my husband was in a frat, and I think frats can be great. But any institution, there can be a bad apple, right? So when there's a bad apple, somebody has to root out that bad apple. And it just happens to be the mother in this movie.
We're talking with Siobhan Fallon Hogan here on Downtown. The movie is Rushed, that is in select theaters later in the month, including here in New England, a screening at the Coolidge in Cambridge on the 27th, and also will be streaming on Apple and Amazon services at the time. You mentioned Robert Patrick. Wow, what a great cast you have with Robert, our friend Perry Gilpin, Ellen Cleghorn. What a terrifically talented group.
Jake Weary from Animal Kingdom. He's fabulous in it. Yeah, Perry Gilpin and I have been friends forever. We did a play together years ago. She, you know, Frasier, she sat right in your spot in Frasier for years, right in the radio booth. And yeah, Robert gives an unbelievable performance. Perry gives a fabulous performance. The young people, there's newcomers, Justin Linville and J.J. Warren, who plays my son. My own kids are in it. Peter Hogan and Sinead Hogan. Got to plug your own kids, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, you're wearing so many hats as actor, screenwriter, producer. Who do you complain to if things aren't going well?
Listen, you only complain to yourself. And when you see yourself on the screen and you're like, it's a good excuse. You're like, you know, I don't look so good, but I was kind of tired from wearing all those hats. No, it's crazy. I've never produced a film. I've never written a film, but I was used to sitting in my trailer eating bonbons and they'd knock on the door. I'd be like, Siobhan, it's time to come. And I'd be like, well, I just have to finish this last little chocolate before I come to set. there's no time to even, you know, there's no room for mistakes when you're producing and writing.
Obviously, it makes it easier to get inside the screenwriter's head. There are none of those moments when you think, what does this mean? I don't understand.
Exactly. And, you know, that was amazing, too. And another thing that was helpful, because my kids were in college age, when they first heard some of my dialogue, I'd be like, come on, dude, you want to go smoke a boner? And they're like, Mom, absolutely not. No one talks like that. The movie, when people see it, the fraternity house is actually my house. So when you see Jake Weary, who plays the fraternity president at the top of the balcony, and then all the pledges and the frat boys when they're getting pinned, that's my house. When my kids and his frat boy friends came over and they saw the house, they're like, okay, this doesn't look like a frat, and they just redid the whole thing. So it was pretty cool.
Now, you mentioned Perry Gilpin. She's a great friend of our show, has been on a bunch of times, and she'll be on with us the day before the film opens to talk about it as well. We've only dealt with her on a show basis, and she's awesome. Tell me she's as amazing in real life.
She is amazing. I did a play with her in L.A. I only lived in L.A. for 2 years, in 89 and 90. She produced the play. She was way ahead of her time. And she is of course, as we all know, a hilarious actress. Well, in this movie, she plays an upper crusty mom who, I won't tell you what has happened to her, but it's a very serious role. And she is beyond brilliant. I mean, she is superb in the movie. And she is a great person. Listen, these people, Robert Patrick, Jake Weary, Perry Gilpin, they make big paychecks a week. I call up and I go, hey, listen, I'm doing a movie that I wrote. Here's my budget. How would you like come make $2 a week? And they were all on board because they loved the script. And I also had done three movies with Lars von Trier over in Denmark. I did Dancer in the Dark and Dogville. And I just did with Matt Dillon. I did The House that Jack Built. So I sent the script over to him. You know, I had no idea it was good. And they called me the next day and said, we want to co-produce. So, I mean, I'm so grateful, you know, because it's all about names, right? You know, people like, oh, you have Robert Patrick, you have Perry Gilpin, you have Jake Weary. Why did they do it? And it's so, but I'm so forever grateful to them. And I'm actually doing another film and Robert's going to be in it again. And I wanted Perry in it, but Perry's going to be busy with the new Frasier.
You have been in some of the biggest comedies of the last 30 years, Forrest Gump, Men in Black, but I have to imagine probably a week doesn't go by when someone doesn't bring up your role in Seinfeld.
Oh, always. They're always like, could you please say, that's why there's a buzzer. There was a joke in the building. I couldn't come out of the building. Jerry. Yeah, because see, I'm from upstate, outside of Syracuse, and there was a girl that I went to high school with, and she always got all the boys, and she was always like, what? Shut up. And she'd look him right in the eye, and she was like, shh, what? And so I literally did an imitation of her. And yeah, no, Seinfeld was, those were the glory days. That SNL, I mean, I've been really, really lucky. So.
Well, you did 20 episodes of SNL. That has got to put you on the top of your game because of the pressure of putting that together every week.
The pressure is crazy. And I never did stand-up comedy. I'm an actress. So people have always thought I've done stand-up, but I would. That's a different breed of a person. And I love stand-ups, but they are cutthroat because they have to be. You know, when you're an actress, you get the part, you have the part, and that's the end of it. When you're on SNL, you go week to week fighting for parts. So it's like, you know, the Fighting Irish every day of the week while you're on that show.
You're also an ensemble member of one of the most prestigious acting companies in America, the Atlantic Theater Company. Do you miss being on stage?
I love, love, love stage. I mean, there's nothing like that immediate reaction. When you're doing a film, you know, you have to wait till they all cut, till people can burst out laughing or burst out crying because you can't make any noise. When you're on stage, the Atlantic Theater Company, you know, David Mamet and William H. Macy founded it. And I was so lucky that they asked me to be in it so many moons ago. They needed somebody comedic. And yeah, I love acting on stage. For my, you know, my youngest is now 19. My oldest daughter's 26. She actually writes for the New York Post. She covered Cuomo and she broke the nursing home story. Anyway.
Wow.
So yeah. So she, I have three kids, but when you're raising your kids, it's tough to do theater. At least it was for me. You know, you have the matinee on Wednesdays and Wednesday nights and Sundays. So I didn't do, you know, I did Shakespeare in the Park in New York City. I've been at the Atlantic. So I did a lot of theater. I'd love to get back to it. But when I was raising my kids, movies just worked so much better for me and TV. Yeah.
This is such an intense drama, a rush, but you've done so much great comedy through the years. But is it true that in doing comedy, it's you can't play it as if you know you're in a comedy?
There's nothing that makes me cringe more when I see someone who thinks they're funny and trying to be funny, because it just makes you not want to laugh. And I come from a really, really funny family. My father was the funniest person I have ever met in my life. And everyone thought so from ever in Syracuse. And I was like a glutton for punishment. I went to Le Moyne College in Syracuse. I'd go out, they'd be like, "You're Bill Fallon's daughter, his finest man I've ever met." And so, you know, a lot of families really like, look, they emphasize you being smart. They emphasize you being nice. My family emphasized you being funny. That was one, you know, like, "Hey, you want it? Who gets the last brownie? Well, who was the funniest? Who told the funniest story?" I'll never forget my sister Megan one time said, she was like the late life child. My mother had it like 46. She actually went to Boston College. And she raised her hand and said, "Can I talk now?" Actually, you want to know something? My sister Megan is so funny. She was in my mother's Fleabag, this improv group at Boston College that still is very prominent. And when I did Baby Mama with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, Lorne Michaels cast me in that. And I had the speech impediment. You know, I was a mother. I was like, "You want some breast milk?" I walked on set and Amy said, "How's Megan?" I said, "My sister?" She's like, "She was a legend at Boston College because she was in the same improv group that Amy was in." But Megan was 6 feet tall. Megan said, "I'm smart. I'm not getting into acting." She became a lawyer because she thought she was too tall to be an actress.
You've been part of so many great ensembles. And one of my favorites, because it seems like every talented actor in the business has been on the show at one time or another, and that's Billions.
Oh, you know, I had worked with Paul Giamatti on my first big role, The Negotiator. I was actually pregnant with my son, Peter, but they didn't know it. So if you watch The Negotiator with Samuel Jackson, I'm on the floor when I'm taken hostage because I thought I'm pregnant. I know I'm going to be on this floor for like 2 weeks while they're shooting this, but my arm, I'm handcuffed to the filing cabinet. My arm is up. So you'll notice I almost atrophied because almost all the blood went out of my arm. I might sue them someday if my arm continues to not work.
You know, I saw today the releases have been delayed, but eventually it will be out. Can't wait to see it. My little guy want to see it. You are part of the cast, a very talented cast of Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Well, it's hilarious. You know, I have done so many. First of all, I love kids. I've always loved kids. When I was a kid, I loved to babysit, you know, as a young teenager and everything. And I've been in so many kids' movies. And Jordan Koerner, who produced Clifford the Big Red Dog, also produced Charlotte's Web that I was Mrs. Zuckerman in. Right. And I've been in Holes and Daddy Daycare. So yeah, so they pushed Clifford the Big Red Dog. I think they're worried about the Delta variant, but we are moving on with Rushed. August 27th, we are not afraid. People are, we've already sold out in Red Bank, New Jersey, because so many people in the town worked on the movie as extras and things. So we're sold out for like a couple of days. And I really have confidence that people will come to the theaters and want to come back to the theaters. After they see this thriller, though, they might be so scared.
Well, we want people to see it in theaters, obviously, but we're also in it's a new world in film right now. And with these streaming options, I guess there's another side to the coin in that it also exposes your film potentially to a much larger audience.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't know how to stream a movie if you held a gun to my head. But I know that the young people love to do that. But that's what's so why I think so many theaters want rushed in their theaters is because it has two audiences. It's got right. The kids going into college, the college kids, and the kids who've been in college and know what goes on. And it's got the parents who are scared to death. So you find that people, you know, 40 and up, they're really anxious to go back to the theaters, whereas the kids like to video on demand, which, you know, the movie will be on Apple and iTunes and all that. And I want kids, you know, college kids to see it on the big screen too, because it's a whole different deal.
I would like to see college kids watch it in the theater with their parents. That would be an interesting ride home.
Right? Exactly. They might not be able to apply to college, or they might get pulled out.
You'll go to a commuter school. You'll be just fine.
Like, exactly. Or you'll be in the hell. Like, my daughter was online all last year through Virginia Tech. Yeah. That's the worst.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, I'm a high school teacher, and we're still wondering if in 3 weeks we'll be masking up when we go back.
Oh, boy. What do you teach?
I teach history, and then I'm a theater director with my high school theater
kids. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel, honestly, people will say, what's the best stage experience you ever had? Hands down, high school theater. Oh, I did Guys and Dolls. I think of that opening night. That those were the glory days. And people like you that give that gift to kids and turn them on to theater is incredible. I mean, it's really something. You should be so proud of yourself.
Well, I know what it did for me as an awkward, goofy high school kid. And yeah. It gives you confidence that you don't get from many other places.
Absolutely. I mean, I wasn't awkward and goofy. I was really together. I was a disaster. They called me Squirrel because my hair was so fuzzy. They used to call me Froggy because my voice was so deep. And then I was like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, I could be in a play. How about that? Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Well, I can't wait to see Rushed again, available in selected theaters and streaming Amazon, Apple on August 27th. Hoping it gets up here to Maine, but we'll see it one way or the other.
I think we're hoping to get it into Maine for sure. Vertical has it into the major markets. We're getting into a lot of independents. Yeah. Oh, no, it's hysterical. I call her out and go, hi, I'm Siobhan Fallon Hogan, and I have a movie. It's like I'm like a kid, like, hey, I'm doing a play. You want to come? And I'm like, Vertical's putting in major markets, but I believe in independent theaters. What do you think? Give me a call. And they call. I just got it into Sarasota, Florida yesterday, and St. Petersburg, Florida, and, oh, Vail, Colorado. It's like, it's crazy.
Well, I can't wait to see it. And I'm so glad that Perry reached out to me and said, hey, Siobhan did this movie. Check this out.
Let me tell you, any friend of Perry's is a friend of mine. I love Perry. And wait, by the way, do you know what Perry's nickname was when she was little?
No, but I feel like I might find out soon.
Little Squirrel.
All right, that'll be coming up in about 2 or 3 weeks when we talk to her.
She's the best.
I love
her. And by the way, her kids, you know, her husband's a fabulous artist. I went to his art show, and I see these two girls, she has twins, laughing their heads off in New York City, like normal. And I'm like, who are those two kids? They're having a riot. Of course, it's Perry's kids. Hysterical. I can't thank you enough, honestly. And I hope I can get this up into Maine for sure.
Well, I hope so too. But we'll get it up on our end and let people know all about it. Get it on social media and the like. It's so great
thank
to meet you.
Thank you so much. Anytime. And I really, really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
We wish you big success with the film. We'll talk again.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.